Good morning, and God bless you in the powerful, victorious name of Christ Jesus our Lord. We see in the Gospels that they are replete with examples of Jesus' teachings and miraculous and heartfelt deeds, but two of the longest, most impactful teachings that come to mind are in John 13 through 17 at the Last Supper and Matthew 5 through 7, known as the Sermon on the Mount. During the next week, I suspect, and rightfully so, our minds will be dwelling a bit extra on Jesus' instructions to his disciples set forth during the Last Supper and the following events leading up to and through Resurrection Sunday. So outside of our hope in Christ's return, Jesus' death and resurrection, with all its ramifications to mankind, is the most impactful event and thus deserves our daily remembrance, even a bit extra attention during the next few days. So be sure to take time to dwell on the unparalleled sacrificial love displayed by our God and his Son and their ultimate victory in securing our redemption. As significant as it is to consider Jesus' teaching and the exploits during Holy Week, today we'll spend time in the Sermon on the Mount, specifically Matthew 6, 19 through 34. It's likely familiar to all, but worth reviewing and reminding ourselves of these truths. So let's open with prayer. Thank you, Father God, for your boundless, all-encompassing love and for your Son, Jesus Christ, who in love obeyed your calling even unto his death and resurrection. It is through him and by your grace that we stand here today, righteous in your sight, redeemed from Satan's power, and looking forward to the blessed hope of Christ's return and eternity with you and with our spiritual family. May I allow you to work in my heart and all who hear this sharing to receive the joy and peace that your word will accomplish in our lives as we believe and apply it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 5. Although we'll primarily be in Matthew 6, to jumpstart the sharing, I want to begin in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Here we read, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a nightstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Here we see Jesus' marching orders to his disciples, which is also our mission statement and our ministry's namesake, Light of Christ. Every child of God is commissioned as ambassadors for our Lord Jesus Christ. So let this mindset frame what we hear today and walk away with. So now let's go to Matthew chapter 6 in verse 19. Matthew 6:19. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So starting in verse 19, first Jesus shows us what it is not. Like where in another parable, he speaks of the man who built his house on the sand. Verse 19, "Do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth." The storehouse here being on earth. This refers to a temporary storage of things accumulated in life, which, as we'll see, is not only temporary, but also not secure either. Treasures here, treasures on earth. These are the things and actions which, as we pass from this life, will have no eternal value. It's the old but true adage, there are no U-Hauls behind hearses. You see, many have tried to be buried with their stuff for the afterlife. General result, though, is it all ends up with grave robbers and or in museums. You know, now that we have a bit of a sense of what and where our treasures on earth, what we are not to do, what are we not to do in light of this? We're told, do not lay up, not just in regards to laying up or accumulating earthly things, but also the mental and physical energy expended in so doing. Jesus isn't only admonishing against the accumulation of what and the how, but as just as significantly, for whom? Do not lay up.